Wednesday, March 4th, 2009, Evening Prayers. In the single volume Book of Christian Prayer, Evening Prayers are on page 280 and 743. The Gospel Canticle is on 1101. In the four volume Liturgy of the Hours, we are in volume 2 for Lenten and Easter season. Evening Prayer for this Wednesday begins on page 1152. Readings are on page 118 for Wednesday of the first week of Lent, and the Gospel Canticle's antiphon is on page 1700. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O Father, whose creating hand brings harvest from the fruitful land, your providence we gladly own, and bring our hymns before your throne, to praise you for the living bread on which our lives are daily fed. O Lord, who in the desert fed the hungry thousands in their need, where want and famine still abound, let your relieving love be found, and in your name may we supply your hungry children when they cry. O Spirit, your revealing light has led our questing souls aright. Source of our science, you have taught the marvels human minds have wrought, so that the barren desert yields the bounty by your love revealed. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Before whom shall I shrink? When evildoers draw near to devour my flesh, it is they, my enemies and foes, who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart would not fear. Though war break out against me, even then would I trust. There is one thing I ask of the Lord. For this I long, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to savor the sweetness of the Lord, to behold his temple. For there he keeps me safe in his tent in the day of evil. He hides me in the shelter of his tent. On a rock he sets me safe. And now my head shall be raised above my foes who surround me, and I shall offer within his tent a sacrifice of joy. I will sing and make music for the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? I long to look on you, O Lord. Do not turn your face from me. O Lord, hear my voice when I call. Have mercy and answer. Of you my heart has spoken. Seek his face. It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face. Dismiss not your servant in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon or forsake me, O God, my help. Though father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Instruct me, Lord, in your way. On an even path lead me. When they lie in ambush, protect me from my enemy's greed. False witnesses rise against me, breathing out fury. I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Hope in him, hold firm, and take heart. Hope in the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, you protect and strengthen those who hope in you. You heard the cry of your Son and kept him safe in your tent in the day of evil. Grant that your servants who seek your face in times of trouble may see your goodness in the land of the living. I long to look on you, O Lord. Do not turn your face from me. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way the primacy is his. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him. All were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way the primacy is his. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Work with anxious concern to achieve your salvation, It is God who in his good will toward you begets in you any measure of desire or achievement. In everything you do, act without grumbling or arguing. Prove yourselves innocent and straightforward, children of God without reproach. The word of the Lord. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. I make my prayer for mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. Good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children for ever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be for ever. Amen. Good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord. Blessed be Almighty God, who watches over us as a father. He knows all our needs, but wants us to seek first his kingdom. Let us cry out to him as his people. May your kingdom come, that justice may reign. Father of all holiness, you gave us Christ as the shepherd of our souls. Stay with your shepherds and the flock entrusted to them. Do not leave this flock without the loving care of its shepherd. Do not leave your shepherds without an obedient flock to follow them. Teach Christians to help the weak with loving care, and in serving them to serve your Son. Gather into your church those who do not yet believe, and help them to build it up by good deeds done for love of you. Help us to turn to you for forgiveness, and as you forgive us, reconcile us also with your church. May the dead pass from this world to eternal life, to be with you forever. For Roy and Ellie, and for our intentions, and for the intentions of the Holy Father, we offer the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, look upon us and hear our prayer. By the good works you inspire, help us to discipline our bodies and be renewed in spirit. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.